the question of all questions, why skateboarding?
Skateboarding is a very special sport, and I think at the very beginning, in the early days in Afghanistan, it was a real loophole because the sport had never existed in Afghanistan before, and the founder of Skatistan, Oliver Perkovich, quickly realised that since nobody knew about it and it wasn't considered a male sport, it meant that girls could actually take part. So that's where the initial moment began with skateboarding, but there are so many other aspects to skateboarding that make it such an effective hook to connect children to other things.
Says Claire Duggan, who is acting director of Skatistan. Skatistan as community was created by Oliver Perkovich, originally in Kabul, Afghanistan, and has been expanding to Cambodia and South Africa. Skatistan is empowering youth, especially those from the streets, by combining education and skateboarding. They run education programs, skateboard sessions, and have opened several skate schools. In the following, Oliver Perkovich and Claire Duggan speak about the idea of Skatistan.
In Afghanistan, I started an NGO called Skatistan, which uses skateboarding to connect children to education. In 2007, I followed my girlfriend to Kabul, where she had a job as a researcher. I was also looking for a job as a researcher, and I've been a skateboarder since I was 6 years old. So wherever I've travelled, I've always brought my skateboard with me. Kabul was no exception. And I skateboarded in the street with friends in Kabul. And Afghans were fascinated. They'd never seen anything like it before. And both boys and girls wanted to try out the skateboard.
Our vision is to create leaders for a better world. That's what we want. We want to give children the chance to learn and develop in a safe space, develop characteristics such as confidence and resilience and commitment, creative thinking, especially for children who wouldn't normally have the opportunity to develop those skills, so that they can go on and come up with solutions for their countries. Young Afghans, there's a real lack of opportunity, these types of opportunities for them in particular, but also for the children in the other countries we work. So to see women, but also young men, going into these sorts of positions, that's exactly what Skatistan hopes to achieve.
Half of the population is under the age of 16. 70% is under the age of 25. And it really shocked me to see firsthand the role that women played in society. Most women didn't have jobs, most girls didn't go to school, there weren't any women drivers on the road, there weren't any girls riding bicycles because it was deemed culturally inappropriate. All of the popular sports were seen as activities just for boys, not for girls. How is it possible that I've been skateboarding with girls in the street, but they're not allowed to play these other sports? And I realised skateboarding was a loophole. It was so new that nobody had had a chance to say that girls couldn't do it
yet. In 2015, the president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, acknowledged Skatistan in his speech to US Congress. He said, "The opportunities for women are indeed changing. I'm sure that many of you have seen those stunning Skatistan videos of fathers proudly taking their shiny-eyed daughters to show off their newfound skills in the ancient art of skateboarding." Even though, while the Taliban were in power until 2001, women's rights has been shaped a lot.
Not only the history of the Taliban, but that feeds into those challenges. It's also a history of a very conservative country. And while things were very bad under the Taliban, I think before that as well, women's rights in Afghanistan were not at the level that we see, say, in Europe. So it's a long history of conservatism there. That continues to be an issue even 15 years, 16 years after the fall of the Taliban. Although education is improving for women, it's still a huge challenge. Things like child brides, so women being married off from a very early age, is still extremely common. Women might get married in their early teens and may have children by the time they're 15 or 16 years old. That's still very common. And of course, that affects the chances for that person, that woman, that child or that female to go to school. While things are improving, there are certain cultural things that haven't changed, and they will continue to pose challenges for females.
But there's hope as things and people's mindsets change.
There is a certain group of people in Afghanistan, of Afghans, whose perceptions and ideas about women's rights have changed a lot over the last 10 to 15 years. We've seen that with the acceptance of Skatistan and how many children come to our schools every week. And also among our staff, we have 40 Afghan staff in Afghanistan at the two schools. They really believe in women's education, women's empowerment, women taking part in sport and civil society. These staff members range from the age of 18 to 30 years old. And I think, well, if these Afghans really believe in it, then there will be a change over time, and we will see more and more Afghans believing in this type of thing for women as well. It is a small portion of the society, but I do believe that there is a lot of hope in the area of women's rights and women empowerment in Afghanistan.
The dreams of the children are different to those of their parents. They've got a shared identity through skateboarding, and they've got a unique community that gets built. That community can create hope in a place where sometimes it's impossible to have hope.